We're on the air and we're ticking and clicking. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis and I'm the host. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and our friends at MTP Software who built us this lovely studio here in Massachusetts. And our next guest, Chad Pytel of ThoughtBot.
Hi.
I got to know what ThoughtBot is. I keep seeing robots without you talking to me.
So we are a web and mobile application design and development studio. Right. We work with companies of all sizes, from individual founders who have a new idea to much larger companies who have a new idea for a product and want to get outside their walls and execute it. So we do build bots sometimes, but it's not the only thing we do. We've been around for 14 years, and so the name comes from just a clever naming. We didn't know at the time that, a decade later, bots would become a thing. Yeah. But we have done a couple of bot projects for larger financial institutions who want to make a bot that helps you manage your finances, that kind of thing.
So you're an engineer?
I am, yeah. I'm a designer developer by background.
Did you start the business?
I did, yeah.
Can you give us a little evolution of how you sort of came up with the idea and how the whole thing evolved? You know, it's an entrepreneurial story.
Yeah. Well, I went to WPI along with the founders, which is Worcester Polytech. It's in Worcester, Mass.
My wife's from Worcester, so.
Yeah.
She thinks the whole world starts with Worcester.
Yeah. And we graduated in 2002. So September 11th had just happened. We went into our CS programs thinking we're not going to have any problems finding jobs. But September 11th happened. Then the stock market had the single largest drop. And so we graduated and we did have trouble finding jobs. So I was the first one to get a job at a local startup. Started to build a team, and we really liked working together, but that startup, things with that startup weren't what they seemed and quickly fell apart. And so when they did, we said, we really like working together. Maybe there's some way we can keep this going. And so I started to make some phone calls and say, would you hire us to help manage your IT infrastructure? So we started basically doing anything anyone would pay us to do with computers. We built websites, we sold computers, we set up networks. And it turns out that the first important lesson we learned was that if you're everything to everybody, then there's no reason why people will work with you. Like, there's no reason for people to choose you. There are too many IT outsourcing firms out there. There's like, we needed to stand for something and we didn't really have any vision. It was started from a like just scrappy standpoint of do anything.
Was that a collective thought process or some individual having evolved into it or epiphany? Does anybody own that?
Well, what actually happened was three of the original founders decided to just go get normal jobs after 2 years.
Okay.
And the act of them leaving and demonstrating, oh, we could just go get normal jobs. We have nothing to lose. We're not that successful. And us deciding, the two founders, me and another person who decided to stay and stick with it, at that point, we realized if we're going to do this, it needs to be worthwhile.
Right.
We need to be happy and fulfilled in the work we're doing, and we need to be providing some value.
You evolved through adversity into the strategy.
Yeah. And then when we did that, we immediately started having success that we didn't have before when we were willing to say no to things. And saying no was, we were more successful. We're so afraid when you're starting out to say no. When someone comes and says, would you do this? Well, it's not really what we want to be doing, but it's cash. It's going to get us to the next step. There comes a point where saying no actually made us more successful. And it was in that mindset of doing the things that we wanted to do in the way we wanted to do them that we decided to switch technologies to a new technology we were using called Ruby on Rails. And it turns out, we didn't know it at the time, but we were the first consulting company in the world to switch to Ruby on Rails. And as a result, we had a chance to really make a name for ourselves in that community and to contribute a lot and to get leadership in that community.
So some of it was just serendipitous. It just sort of
happened. It was, but if we hadn't been in that mindset of being intentional about the work.
Adversity, serendipitous, adversity.
Yeah.
Those are like three critical ingredients, like salt and pepper
in
cooking.
Right. And it didn't kill us. It made us stronger.
Right.
And we made it out of it. And as a result, we started to grow. For a while, we intentionally remained really small because we didn't know how to have those principles about what we wanted to be. So, for example, one big one is we don't have salespeople. We just have designers and developers who talk directly to clients.
I've seen that work before. Mm-hmm. Thought leadership.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right.
But we were about 19 people in Boston for the first decade of the company, at most 19 people. And we didn't really know how we could maintain that high quality of work and team and sales. We can only make so many sales without salespeople. So eventually we hit upon that if we wanted to bring more Thoughtbot to more people, then let's figure out a way to, instead of being scared of what being bigger might do, let's let that fear guide us. And so we realized that even though we had a worldwide reputation, most of our work was in the Boston area. We knew that exactly what a small Thoughtbot team looked like. And that's when we said, let's grow geographically. Let's open another studio in another city that does exactly what we're doing, exactly the same kind of working principles, but we'll work with local clients. So
where was that second city?
Well, we started, it was San Francisco and Stockholm, Sweden, started pretty much simultaneously. Stockholm really didn't work out over the next couple of years, but San Francisco has. And now
why did you pick Stockholm?
Well, most of the studios have started by someone who was already at Thoughtbot and wanted to move either back to where they were from, usually to settle down.
Oh, so they were from Sweden. Okay.
He wasn't from Sweden, but he wanted to move there and was going to make it happen.
It's a great story. So this is what we love. I hope I pronounce it right. Ruby on Rails.
Right.
Can you tell us what's unique about the technology and what it does?
Well, at the time, Ruby on Rails was the first, if you remember, sort of there was Web 1.0 and then there was Web 2.0. And what defined Web 2.0 was, without changing the page, fully reloading the page, things would change on the page. It was called Ajax technology. And so Ruby on Rails was the first web development framework that was created post Web 2.0. And so you could do in one line of code Ajax stuff in what, like Java or the pre-existing frameworks took many lines of code. We could build the kinds of applications we wanted to build and that were modern for the day much faster. And so for a lot of the customers we work with are startups. They have a new idea. They want to get to market quickly. They want to test the market quickly. And so Ruby on Rails allowed us to do that. And nowadays we use lots of different things because Ruby on Rails is 10 years old and more than 10 years old. And there are some better tools for jobs that have come out for mobile apps and that kind of thing.
So tell us about a project over the last year that you're most proud of so we can get a sense of something that you've worked on.
Yeah, one that I've been working on personally. And so, I'm proud of everything we do, but this one I've been working on personally is a really good example of what we do for entrepreneurs, which is they're a existing business. They've been in business 20 years in the Boston area. They have about 8 personal training facilities. And they saw what was happening to their business, which was the personal training is traditionally really expensive. It's hard to, and it's scheduled out. And so the number of people who do it, especially young people, is going down. And they also saw that they have trainers sitting there who have an appointment at 1 p.m. and an appointment at 4 p.m. and a couple hours in between where they don't have anything scheduled.
Right.
And in many cases, they're paying that trainer regardless of whether they're training someone or not because they're on staff. So they realized that if they could sell that personal training time that was available. And again, this is actually a lot like Uber started. You have these black cars, they're expensive, they're running on a schedule, someone's booked them in advance. But if you can sell that in-between time, you can do it much cheaper and make that premium experience more accessible. So it's called SplitFit. We did that. We came together as a team with that premise that let's try to figure out how to lower the cost of personal training and make it accessible to more people by selling the in-between slots on the schedule that no one's already booked. And we did our great design, what we call a design sprint process of in 1 week coming together as a team, building a prototype of that idea and testing it with real customers. And when we tested it, what we found was we validated certain assumptions that cost is really important. And the lower we could get the price, the more likely people were to use it. And second, we had a sneaking suspicion that people would train with other people if we let them. And so we built a prototype that tested that assumption, and we validated with real people that they would train even with strangers, especially if the cost was going to be lower. So that's where the name SplitFit comes from, because you're taking a personal training. It's already a lower cost because we're selling excess inventory, and we're lowering the price even further because you're allowing other people to split the cost with you. So now we have $20 personal training sessions. You can book it all over the Boston area. For $20, you go onto the app. It shows you the available slots. You, with one or two taps, you book and pay the $20 and show up at the personal training facility. They just launched in all the downtown Boston sports clubs.
Did they BSC. Find you, or did you find them first?
They came to us.
So they heard about you.
Yeah, they heard about us. I actually don't know off the top of my head how they found out about us, but we work with a lot of Boston-based startups and in that
community. Do you have a website where people could find you?
Yeah, it's thoughtbot.com, thoughtbot.com.
And if somebody wanted to find you directly, would they just go there, or is there a specific email that you would use?
Well, my email address is just chad@thoughtbot.com, so you can email me.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Would you come back again and tell us another story?
I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, this is good. And then we can help sort of tell people more about your business and what you're doing. It's very interesting.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like the whole combination of everything, the full entrepreneurial experience.
Yeah.
Bad economy, partners leaving, adversity, serendipity, new technology, and you just sort of were opportunistic through the whole thing and made it all happen.
Yeah.
And now you have a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's finally a viable business. The old partner's upset?
No, I actually talked to them recently. So I have a podcast at giantrobots.fm, and we're recording a special episode where we're going back and talking to the original founders, and they're not upset.
They're not. They have no good jobs.
They have jobs. They made their choice.
Well, they're job mentality people.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was part of what is that they didn't want to. They weren't in the mindset of actually being
I get it.
Owners.
Believe me, I get it. Yeah. I've had employees my whole life.
Yeah.
You want to turn employees into owners, but sometimes they just don't want to. They want to do other things at night. That's great. A great story. And yeah, we will have you back again.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Want to remind everybody that my name is Jeffrey Davis, and everything for me is about entrepreneurship. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.